True Blood is the most watched series on HBO today, averaging more than 12 million viewers per episode. In the history of the network, it's second only to The Sopranos in popularity. True Blood is based on the Southern Vampire Mysteries, books by Charlaine Harris, where vampires, werewolves, fairies, and humans all live together in Bon Temps, a fictional small town in Louisiana. And it centers around a waitress named Sookie Stackhouse and her vampire lover, Bill Compton.
I ask you a personal question.
Bill, you were just licking blood out of my head. I don't think it gets much more personal than that.
When Alan Ball decided to turn the book series into a TV show, he knew that he wanted to maintain the spirit of the books and remain campy and fun, a show that never takes itself too seriously.
Occasionally, if you look, there may be a little nods to American politics or the place of religion in our culture or things like that, but it's never 100% serious. I feel like when I read these books, they were entertaining. Every chapter would end with a cliffhanger. I would go to bed thinking, I have a 6 o'clock production meeting in the morning. I was still working on 6 Feet Under. I'm just going to read one chapter. And I would get to the end of that chapter and I'd be like, what? And then I'd read 3 more.
What you're saying here about sort of the religious undertones, some of the social undertones, I'm thinking about in the opening montage when you see the church with the sign that says, no fangs allowed.
What the sign actually says is God hates fangs.
God hates fangs. That's right.
Yeah, it's very easy to look at the show and see like a metaphor for the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered community struggle for assimilation as being a big part of what the show is about. For me, that's mostly just window dressing that makes it contemporary. I feel like if the show was 50 years ago, it would be civil rights. If it was 100 years ago, it would be women's rights. I do think it is about how we deal with our primal desires. You know, how do those elements of our psyche manifest themselves in a world where monsters were real?
One of the characters is Lafayette, which is played by actor Nelson Ellis. And Lafayette is one of the most interesting and funny characters. You know, he died early on in the book series.
Yeah, he died at the beginning of the second book.
When did you decide that you were keeping Lafayette around?
The first day he worked on the pilot. Because he's so amazing and he's such a special force. And usually I'm not a big fan of actors who improvise because a lot of them are not very good at it. But he just started channeling Lafayette and I just sort of felt instinctively like, okay, let's just stand back, just point the camera, just let him go.
Is there a problem with my burger?
Just a couple of drunk rednecks, that's all.
What did they say, Arlene?
He said the burger might have AIDS.
Excuse me. Who ordered the hamburger with AIDS? Do anybody got a problem with that?
Lafayette is a very confident, openly gay man on the show.
Yes, he is. He's had to fight his whole life. He's an odd mix of shaman, streetwalker. He's definitely an interesting character.
I'm curious, as an openly gay man yourself, how important it is for there to be characters that reflect somehow your experience.
I don't feel as a gay man I have to put a gay character in every single thing that I work on. However, in a Southern Gothic world, you're going to have some gay men and women.
You were born in the South yourself.
I was. I grew up in Marietta, Georgia.
When did you come out?
It took me a while. I mean, I realized it in my early 20s, but I didn't really tell my mom until I was 33. And she grabbed her head like it was going to fly off her body.
Oh, no.
And she said, oh, God has dealt me some blows in this life. Please don't tell anybody in my family until I'm dead, which won't be much longer now.
Oh.
Which, okay, you know, I started laughing at that point because it was like, all right, that's farce. And I got to give her credit. You know, she was born in 1913. And it's difficult for somebody born in 1913 to, I think, immediately embrace their child. It may not have been immediate, but she definitely did embrace me. And telling her was the single most positive step I took towards mental and emotional well-being, and I've never regretted it.
this season of True Blood is your last, and the show is going on without you.
Yes.
Is it hard to walk away from a show that's still running?
Yes and no. I mean, there's an emotional component. You feel like, but that's my family. That's my baby. But I feel like the show is in very good hands, and I look forward to watching it next year. I just look forward to not working as hard. I've been a workaholic for a long time, and I'm sort of looking at that and addressing that and seeing what exactly was behind that that wasn't healthy, and maybe trying to just sort of open up some space in my life a little bit.
That's Alan Ball, the creator of the HBO series True Blood, which ends its fifth season tomorrow night. And this season marks Ball's last with the show. Alan, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Laura. Thank you.
You're listening to NPR News.